President Biden is relaunching the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. In a statement citing the global pandemic, economic downturn, the climate crisis, and affliction with systemic racism, the White House says, quote, civil society partnerships are essential to meeting such challenges. For more on all this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David L. Thompson. He is Vice President of Public Policy at the National Council of Nonprofits. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's start with some history here. The office traces its origins back to 2001. It was established by then-President George W. Bush. Barack Obama renamed it. Was it Donald Trump who essentially shut it down?
Yes. The blunt did not operate, but it has been outreach from the White House for 25 years, except for the past four.
So tell us a little bit more about what it does.
It's whatever the president and the administration wants to do with it. And from nonprofits, we have an agenda going in. We see it, first off, we see it as respect for the work of charitable nonprofits. And by that, I mean faith-based organizations and community-based nonprofits that are doing work throughout the country or in individual neighborhoods. What it does is brings in information, collects ideas. Nonprofits are frontline people. People will talk to their social worker who works for a nonprofit and maybe not talk to the IRS official. So they get information about what's happening in the real world. If they're good, and we're hoping they'll be very aggressive with this, they'll accept the ideas, they'll get the experiences and listen to our advocacy and develop policies that are real-world tested.
Hey, can you give us some examples of what we might consider faith-based and neighborhood partnerships?
Sure. Faith-based, classic examples in Humboldt County, where the food distributor provides the foods for these kids. A bus takes it up to the various locations, and they serve food in the summer for kids in the church, in various churches and synagogues and so forth. Where it's multiple nonprofits working together to address a specific problem. A lot of people don't understand the reason why the office is faith-based and neighborhoods or community-based is that people don't really know whether a nonprofit is faith-based or not. Habitat for Humanity, for instance, is a church. No one really knows that. The good news about the office is that it doesn't pigeonhole or separate nonprofits. We work together all the time, so the office recognizes that and is bringing us together to give them guidance on what works.
So this potentially could mean for more funding and more programs for the organizations that are involved.
Sure, it could bring more program, more funding, or better funding. Funding that's better aligned with real problems. Frequently, Congress will come up with a funding program that may not make sense in the real world. So nonprofits, perhaps through this, hopefully through this office, can identify, you know, a better way of spending that money would be this way or that way. Not in terms of send it to me, it's send it to this problem that's growing in the community. COVID. No one knew it was coming, but we all know that you need to have vaccination spots, and it could be an auditorium of a church is a better place for vaccinations in some communities than others, so it's being open to the opportunities.
Mr. Thompson, we thank you very much for your time. Again, that is David L. Thompson, Vice President of Public Policy at the National Council of Nonprofits.